Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the year of hell for John Mara. I feel bad. I do feel bad for John Mara because we could say all we want about him. He's inept as an owner. He should sell the team. You know, he was born on third base and thought he hit a triple. It's his, you know, if it wasn't for his father, you know, that he's one of those owners who were gifted this thing and they never, or gifted their success and they never are successful. We could say all that we want. The fact of the matter is, John Mara loves this organization, loves this team, and desperately wants to win. And so now, you know, he had a connection to Saquon Barkley, whether I had one or not, and he didn't want to see him go, didn't want to see him go to Philadelphia. He's watching him have an unbelievable year, and now the Washington Commanders out of nowhere have popped up to join the fray and get into the NFC Championship game. This is in a, and then never mind the fact the Giants win 3 games. It's just a hideous, hideous season for John Mara and a rough go of it right now. But if John Mara is smart and thinks about it and he has to make a decision on what he'd rather see come Sunday in the NFC Championship game, he will clearly think along with me that it is better for Philadelphia to win this game for the New York Giants and their fan base. It is better to see a familiar foe that has dominated the Giants for years continue to do so and continue to be one of those teams that are Super Bowl teams, as opposed to the team, because I don't know if, Marco, I don't know if you know this, but I was going through the Giants seasons since 2018 and Saquon Barkley, just to try and make the case that I don't feel this deep connection to him, because not only was it losing, but the seasons were over before November, and I stopped caring ultimately. So it was very difficult for me to like build this connection that so many Giant fans seems to have, that they can't watch him play when I don't really have this connection. I'm looking at him. It's like 2018, 1-5 through 6. 2019, 2-4 through 6, but 2-11. They didn't win another game until the week 14. 2020, 1-5 through 6. 2021, 1-5 through 6. 2023, 1-5 through 6. So like it's all 1-5 through 6, and that's part of it. And I look through it and I go, well, who were those? Who was that one? Where did they get those wins? Oh, the Washington Redskins. Oh, the Washington football team. Oh, the Washington Commanders. They were the one team, the New York Giants, consistently in the darkest days of their history with Daniel Jones and this team. At least you can count on getting at least one win from the Washington Commanders. And now they've jumped up and they're in the NFC Championship game. And I'm struggling with it. And I'll take the devil I know and the team I've seen play in this game and seen in the Super Bowl over watching the Washington Commanders take this step year one of Jaden Daniels. And surely you agree with that.
No, not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit?
Look, I understand your rationale. Originally, when you said this, I was floored, and it made no sense to me. I understand the rationale because, truth be told, I use this rationale with teams like the Patriots or the Chiefs. Everybody always wants to see a new champion.
Yeah.
I'm good with the same champion winning over and over and over again. I'm good with it. I've seen it. I'm comfortable with it. I've digested it. I don't need to see anybody else dance and have a parade that I can't have. You keep having yours. I'm good.
Okay.
Until The Giants hopefully can get to that step. So I understand the rationale. However, you're missing one key ingredient.
Okay.
And it's a simple word, and it's a harsh word, and it carries a lot of meaning. I don't throw it around lightly, probably a little lighter than I probably should, but in this case, I truly mean it. It's the word hate.
Okay.
And I don't think you quite understand.
I do.
The hate.
Yeah.
That you should have for the Eagles.
I do.
I don't think you do.
I do.
I don't think you do. Because if you do, you wouldn't just say, well, I know what it is and it's fine. With no.
Mm-hmm.
No. There is no circumstance at all, ever, that you can be okay with the Eagles winning. Never mind to get back to the Super Bowl with Saquon Barkley. You want to say you didn't have attachment to him? You're not going to look fondly back 20 years from now and think of him as the greatest Giant? I get it. But the idea that he leaves, mm-hmm. goes to the Eagles,
yeah.
puts up this performance,
mm-hmm.
basically shoves it up your rear end,
yeah.
and then takes that right into the Super Bowl, and you're okay with this?
I'm not okay with it. I don't have a better option.
You do.
No,
you don't. You do.
Watching Jaden Daniels 1 year transform an organization,
yes.
who's been right there with the Giants?
Yes.
Because in 5 years, in 6 years, in 10 years, I don't want to have a debate. Because right now, you're right. What organization, what team do I hate the most? It's not even close.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the Philadelphia Eagles more than I hate anyone else by a mile.
There's your answer. Stop.
But if in 6 or 7 years, I have to go, well, then it could be Washington now. I don't want that.
You know what?
I don't want that.
I'll deal with 10 years from now and Jaden Daniels winning Super Bowls. I'll live with that. I'll live with
one
that.
1 year transform.
I don't care.
We haven't been able to
care.
Do it for forever.
I don't care.
No,
it's
the
Eagles.
Can't say. No, I don't care.
It's
they
the
were
Eagles.
And you may, Saquon Barkley sticking it to us. Boston Scott scores a touchdown every time they play. Miles Sanders was in the Super Bowl with them.
Uh-huh.
It's not like Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley went to a Super Bowl caliber team, and guess what? They're a super caliber team.
No kidding.
Great.
It's still the outside concept and the outside noise that I got to keep here. Look, see, if the Giants would have kept him, they had him. They sucked with him. They were going to suck with him no matter what.
Right.
But I still got to watch him win, and then everybody else tell me how I'm an idiot that I didn't want to keep this guy. I'm sorry. That's an ancillary aspect of it that gets my blood pressure going.
Yeah.
The first part, and this is really, it's a bottom line thing where it's a period stop.
Yeah.
Hate.
I understand.
Hate.
I don't.
Hate.
I'll take, it's, I mentioned
There's
the reference.
Nothing more powerful than hate.
I guess I hate the Giants. Love is as powerful. No, I guess
we're
I
not
hate,
doing do the right thing.
I guess
love is not more powerful than hate.
I guess he got
knocked out too.
You know, I don't know. Maybe it's that right now I'm more angry at the Giants than I am hating the idea that a franchise like the Washington Commanders, who have been right there with the Giants as the dregs of the division and the NFL. Where Daniel Jones and this horrendous team would be able to at least go in and beat Washington once or even twice a year. That because, and to watch Hard Knocks, and we could talk about all the conversations about Saquon Barkley and Hard Knocks and the owner saying he's not going to sleep and blah, blah, everything else, that phone call mm-hmm. between him and Joe Shane. I had to sit there and watch the head coach foam at the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
At the idea of possibly trading up for Jaden Daniels and knowing that in the ineptitude of ineptitudes that this team has been, a couple of meaningless wins with Tommy DeVito cost them the chance to get it. Instead, Washington has 4 wins, gets the second overall pick, and because of that and the one draft pick of Jaden Daniels, they're going to thrust themselves right into being better than Philadelphia when I haven't been able to do it since Ron Dixon ran the kickoff back in 2001. I can't live with that. I can't live with the idea that Washington has been able to do what I haven't been able to do forever within 1 year of this quarterback. Can't do it.
Let me take a step back. Over this weekend, you had Washington playing Detroit on a Saturday night, correct?
Yes.
Did you watch this game?
I'm assuming you did, right?
You watched
mm-hmm.
the game. We all mm-hmm. did. Right?
I did.
Did you find yourself outwardly rooting for the Lions?
Yes.
Okay, like outwardly? Were you like crazed and actually pumping your fist on every first down and every big play that Detroit got to try to inch themselves back into a game that they were giving away?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you find yourself doing that?
Yeah,
probably
I mean,
not.
Part of it was because I had bet the Lions.
Okay.
But yes, I mean, no. I say I was living and dying on every first down? No.
Right. Take the money aspect out of it, because that's a different animal. We don't want to get into that.
Yes.
On Sunday, in the snow.
Correct.
Were you like I, finding yourself on every first down, every pass, every play that Stafford made, outwardly yelling, let's go? Because I was. And I'm assuming most Giant fans were. When they cut it to 28-22 and they had a chance, when Saquon Barkley and the Eagle offense could not run the football get that first down, which we had watched the Giants do how many times with Saquon Barkley, where they had a lead, a one-score lead, they're giving it away. All you got to do is get one first down.
Can't get it.
Yeah. Defense gives it up, and you wind up, damn, we gave that game away. Yeah. How many times did you see that? I did, and I was hoping to see it the other way.
Yeah.
But the Eagle defense came up big where the Giant defense hasn't, and they wind up preserving that game.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I was cursing, not out loud because my kids were in the room, but in my head.
It's a little different, though, because that I hear what you say, only because it came down to that final drive. I don't think I was that way the entire game. In the final drive, hell yeah. The Washington game didn't get like that. The Commanders had control of the game. I knew it was a fait accompli. They were going to win
it. If Detroit was in a one-score game late, would you have been? I don't think you would. Because we have not built up the hate.
That's fair.
For Washington.
I don't want to build up
And I haven't built up that hate in 30 years. Now, I'm old enough to be able to watch.
I want
to
hate what I hate.
The 86 championship game and the Giants and Washington and Gibbs and Parcells. Yep. And the Giants always had the better way of Washington, so I never really truly felt the hatred for them. Mm-hmm. Even the Giants in their heyday always lost to the Eagles.
Yeah.
Always found a way.
Agreed.
Even when they were 10-0 and they were setting up for the 49er game in 90.
Yeah.
Lost to the Eagles in Philly. I think it was like 38-13. They didn't even have a chance.
Hate Philly.
The hate.
I agree.
Hate.
Much more hate. Agreed. Much more hate.
Then that's
but
it.
But I'm used to it.
I can't
live in a world if this kid is ready to win this game and go into Philadelphia.
It's the same concept.
What hope do the Giants have?
It's the same concept as we're both Yankee fans, that you'd rather see the Red Sox win because you're used to it, then see the Blue Jays come up in a one-year type of situation and get to a World Series.
That's it. It's not a one-year. This is the young. He's not going anywhere.
We don't know.
You're living
in the 10 years from now. What the world is going to be.
I
knew what RG3 was going to be until after all part two. I don't know.
If he's ready to win this game year one, there's no hope.
Okay. No.
There's no hope.
One's got nothing
There's
to do with
no
about
hope.
It. No. See,
no, listen, right now,
I'm not doing
honestly,
that, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you the Giants are in good position. They're not.
But I'm just telling you, honestly, and here's the other thing. What's a more impressive win? At home in the snow against the Rams or going into that building and beating the Lions?
Yeah, so.
Right? I think if that game isn't in the snow, they lose that game. They have a quarterback right now and an offense that doesn't really work. They fell apart last year. Saquon Barkley had two breakaway runs. I'm telling you, I don't necessarily think the Eagles are like, if he's this, The Commanders can be the Eagles for the next 10 years while the Eagles fade.
And in 10 years from now, if my hatred simmers to that point, I'll live with it.
I want my winning more than I want the hate of the Eagles. You know, I want the Giants to win.
Mac.
That's what I want.
What you see on Sunday will not affect whether the Giants win.
Yes, it could. If he's really ready to win this game, there's no stopping him. He could become Patrick Mahomes. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I do not want to see that one pick transform the organization. I don't want to see it.
You're worried about whether or not Jaden Daniels, if he wins this one game, can then catapult his career into the stratosphere of one of the greatest, if not the greatest quarterback we've seen.
What if they go on to win the Super Bowl?
Or seeing the Eagles win with your guy.
I've seen the Eagles. He's not mine.
And for the second time in less than 10 years, and you got to see the Philly fans dance. And you got to hear it from that obnoxious fan base.
I don't plan on going to Philly anytime soon. Where am I going to hear it from? Where are we hearing it? Watching it on
MetLife when they invade.
They
invade.
And what happens if the Commanders become the Chiefs? They will invade. I'm already used to that invasion. It's been 25 years. I grew up in it. I was raised.
See, here's the difference. You're living
in. I was raised in the dark.
You. I don't want to have. What happens if?
Yes.
I'm living in reality.
No, it's not reality.
This is reality right
reality
now. Today
is I've lived in this. I've done it.
Hate.
We know. I hate them too.
But they is strong.
They won a Super Bowl. It's not like they haven't. If they still had never won a Super Bowl, maybe I'd feel differently. They won one.
No.
They won one. And they were just in one.
There is no world. There is no planet. There is no circumstance that you can ever root for the Eagles. I don't care who they're playing, even if it's the Cowboys. The only thing that would make this worse is if it's Dallas.
No, 100. This is worse.
This is not worse.
This is worse.
This is not worse.
This is worse.
It's not worse.
It's worse. It's worse than if
you're hung up on a guy that you never had. Jaden Daniels was never a Giant. He was never going to be a Giant.
What he is about to become changes the ability for the Giants to win. Dak Prescott getting it right for one playoff run, and the Cowboys beating the Eagles. Like it doesn't mean the Cowboys are going
to
like.
This has got nothing to do with the Giants. This has got nothing to do with the Giants in that regard. That's got nothing.
I'm sorry.
If they figure out their organization and get themselves on the right track, this game will have nothing to do with that. Whether they can or they can't is on their ineptitude or their ability to fix it.
I can't have them get to the Super Bowl one year with that quarterback. Can't do it. I'd rather it be the Eagles. I've already seen the Eagles.
Honestly, it's blasphemy.
Why is it blasphemy? They're both in the division.
It's not like close.
I'm saying I'd rather see it against some other team. I agree. I hate them more, but it's just part of the plan. They're a good team.
In what other sport that the rival, your fiercest rival, the one that you hate the most, that you would root for over another divisional opponent? There is no other situation where you're going to give me this.
Football's unique, and the quarterback's unique. If this were just if the Washington Commanders for whatever reason got Kirk Cousins back or did it with even Sam Darnold or something and they were winning because they had built up a process and have a really good team for a little bit, I might feel completely different. I am scared of Patrick Mahomes being in my division. I'm scared of that becoming he's that, bro. He is. If he can go beat them on the road, beat Philadelphia on the road, and go win a Super Bowl, he's unstoppable. Imagine. I'm not kidding. Imagine. Right? Say it's the Eagles. Say it's the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
If this kid
mm-hmm.
goes and beats the best team in the conference in the Lions on the road, puts up 45 points and embarrasses them.
Yes.
Goes into Philadelphia, beats the second best overall roster, possibly best, healthiest team, a team that's been to the Super Bowl, Saquon Barkley, the whole bit, goes into Philadelphia and beats him and then goes to the Super Bowl and beats the Kansas City Chiefs. Forget it.
What?
Forget the whole thing.
Does that change your hatred?
Yeah.
It doesn't change mine.
No, it's over. It's over. What's the point? Now we got the Eagles who are going to be good nevertheless, and I got the new Patrick Mahomes in my division.
Yeah,
if he goes in there with Dan Quinn and wins a Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs, forget it.
That'll bother me, but the hatred still won't be the same. It's not the same.
It'll bother me to no end.
The hatred is not the same. It's the Eagles. We're talking about Philadelphia.
I understand that.
I don't think you do.
I do.
I really don't think you do.
I don't want a new Philadelphia. I don't want two Philadelphias. I don't want two.
I don't even understand this
808. I'm just sorry. I don't.
You should be sorry.
Okay. I'm just telling you. That scares me much more than this Eagles team with Jalen Hurts figuring out a way to win the Super Bowl. Honestly, it does. That scares the hell out of me. I don't want Patrick Mahomes in this division.